from the annals of fringe marketing in southern China, where there is a bar that gives a whole new meaning to the phrase punch drunk. Customers at this place can beat up the bar staff. They pay to do so. The owner says this is an antidote to the stresses of modern life in fast-paced urban China. NPR's Louisa Lim has been meeting the angry customers and their unfortunate punching bags.
It's Friday night at the Rising Sun nightclub in Nanjing. The small dance floor is full, and female customers are already dancing on the speakers, which boom out reassuring messages. And some have come here for stress relief. Marketing manager Wu Gang says China's pressure cooker society means tension levels are skyrocketing.
There's a lot of competition because of the fast speed of economic growth in China. The disparity between rich and poor is growing, and there's large-scale unemployment. There's a lot of psychological and physical pressure on everybody. If you don't find a way to let off steam, it could be damaging.
Wu Gang's introducing his novel way of helping people unwind through violence. Six young men are lined up on the dance floor like sacrificial lambs. Do you want to beat up one of these men? Wu Gang asks the crowd. They can't hit back and they can't run. Only women are allowed. A young woman in a black t-shirt and white shorts comes forward. She chooses her victim, a tall, handsome man who puts on a protective vest and helmet. She dons some boxing gloves and kicks off her heels, ready to get physical. And then, to musical accompaniment, the punch fest is underway. She's paid $8 to beat this guy up for a minute. At first, she's thumping him hard and kicking him with her feet. Head down, arms up defensively, he takes her blows silently. After 30 seconds, she starts to flag. As her time ticks down, she's out of energy entirely. After her flurry of activity, 21-year-old Liu Sunchun's tired but all smiles as she explains why she needs to hit out.
I work in the service industry, and my job is hard. Sometimes I get really angry and I want to wallop someone. When my boss is really cruel, I want to punch him.
The object of her fury tonight was 25-year-old A Liang. Thanks to his good looks, he's the bar's most popular punching bag, sometimes thumped by 10 women a night. It's a far cry from his day job as a ship designer, but he doesn't seem to mind a pummeling, and even claims it relaxes him.
I'm used to working as a sparring partner for male boxers, so I find being hit by women is quite nice. Women are quite weak, so being hit by them is like getting a massage.
This anger release bar is basically a marketing gimmick in a city that already has a crying bar and a pajama bar. But Wu Gang, sensing rising stress levels, has big plans for expansion.
We're planning to use one room for smashing plates and another for smashing old electronic equipment. It's cheaper to smash plates, but some people think destroying a TV is more in keeping with their status.
At this nightclub, the bottom line is about entertaining the masses. There's no introspection about whether sanctioning violence is a good idea. But this highlights how China's become a place where money really can buy everything, even the chance to attack a fellow human being for fun. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Nanjing.